You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Clemens is here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, you got to rock with him. Eddie Jackson, not too happy about the Bears.
Telling our those fans down there in the score, man, you got to rock with him, man. You got to rock with him.
You got to rock with him all day long. And that was an interesting feel, Mike, in the press box to hear audibly right away the boos starting in the middle of the second quarter there.
Okay, so I didn't get to go around the city like Gary did. But, you know, with all those fans that came to see the free NFL concerts, you know, Meghan Trainor, like 45,000 people down the street at Buckingham Fountain in Grant Park. The six-month build-up to this thing, after it was officially announced that this game was going to play in Chicago, to honor the 100th season of the NFL and all the Hallis heritage, and coming off a 12-4 season, you know, and the double doink, it's like the Bears, people not only picking these guys to win the division again, but a Super Bowl team. And all this build-up for those Bears fans, and they're paying stupid prices to get into that game. And by halftime, or just before, at the end of the second quarter, when the Packers are up on the board now with a touchdown, and you're not taking shots on third down, the fans start booing. And then they start booing after every third and out in the second half, too, because why aren't you taking shots? And, I mean, you have put a dagger into that whole operation. You've got players going on the radio telling the fans, hey, man, don't be booing our quarterback. You've got, you know, Matt Nagy just totally rattled. And look, it's the NFL. You'll go 2-4. You get on a hot run, win 9 games in a row, and you're in the postseason. You know, like the Colts last year. It's the first week. But the Packers did some serious damage to the spirit of the Bears, and I love it. I love it.
All right, let's talk about this Vikings game coming up this week, because that, for me, that's where more of my attention kind of is. At this point, and you look at that Vikings offense only throwing the ball like 10 times in that game with Kirk Cousins and really controlling the game. Now, part of it was they got out in front early on and they were able to hold on to it and pound it. Do you think they can have that type of success against the Packers where Cousins won't have to pass it more than a dozen times?
Well, I'm pretty scared of the Vikings, man. They look great. I think after about the third time Dalvin Cook carried the ball against Atlanta, I thought, that's the best running back in the National Football League right now. I mean, I haven't seen what Ezekiel Elliott's doing yet coming back, but I, you know, oh my God, and you know, an ACL and missed half the season last year with a hamstring, but he looked healthy and happy, and you know, it's a good line. It's not the best line in the NFL, but he is so good. So do I think Mike Pettine can figure out a way to scheme against that? You know, I remember 2-3 years ago when Ezekiel Elliott was all the rage, and we were down there in Dallas, and the first guy to hit him was Kevin King. I mean, you know, this operation can figure out a way to shut down a run game like that and figure out Kirk Cousins. But, you know, I mean, Thielen and Diggs, they are outstanding. And Rudolph always seems to beat the Packers with some big plays 2 or 3 times a game. So we're going to have our hands full with that. You guys asked a great question earlier this hour about, you know, did the defense win this game or was it just Trubisky screwing it up? I want you to hear from Mercedes Lewis, who I thought was a very interesting story. I talked about a little bit this on the morning show on The Fan about, you know, the full circle we've gone with Mercedes Lewis from a guy who wasn't used last year, only targeted 3 times. And by the third quarter, I tweeted out, this guy's already had as many targets as he had all last year. Why did they bring him from Jacksonville if they weren't going to throw the ball to him? I know he's not the fastest guy, but when you put the ball in his hands, it takes 3 guys to bring him down. He did that to the Packers when we were down there 3 years ago for the opener a couple of times, and that's part of the reason he's in Green Bay, because Goody Kinston, those guys said, we want a piece of that. And I think that's one of those things where they were like saying to McCarthy and Rodgers, use this guy. We got this guy for a reason, and that's why they brought him back, even though he was kind of, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers is changing plays at the line, and I thought he wasn't coming back. I thought he was a goner. He came back. He had a very quiet camp. He didn't talk to us at all, really. And they don't even throw balls to him when they're running perimeter drills into the air. All the other receivers are getting them. And you know what? They totally brought this guy under the radar, because now they're targeting to him in a big game like that against the Bears, because there's no tape of this. And he comes up with a couple of nice catches, you know, 15 yards or so. But listen to the veteran, Mercedes Lewis. What a great guy to have in your locker room. when he talks about what it was like going up against that Bears defense.
You know, whenever you're going against a defense like that, the first game of the season in Chicago, that was a playoff environment, you know, and, you know, for the young guys to be able to experience that, that was awesome for us. It was a good test to keep battling regardless of, you know, how hard it was at the beginning, just to keep trucking, just to keep believing the process, just keep, because sometimes, you know, you get stopped -5, -2, -3, and then pop one for 10, 11, 15, 20, get an explosive, you know. So, you know, I think that's the whole point of football. It's a game of inches, and the parity in this league is very small. Everybody's big, strong, fast. It's what you have between the ears and how you're able to adjust and adapt. And, you know, we were just able to make a few more plays than they did to come out with it.
Can I also bring up one other point? Mercedes Lewis said this, Marquez Valdez-Scantling in his second year, a couple of the offensive linemen. I hate to go on and on and again about the should you play in the preseason, you know, debate, but you heard four or five veterans, you know, in the locker room, in the winning locker room, saying, you know, that was really our first time together. I mean, you know, we as the game wore on, mm-hmm. we were clicking. So you got veterans saying that, and this is the way it's going to be now every year. These first two or three games, you're going to have veterans like that that did not take snaps, that their first snaps truly together with live bullets are in the first game of the season, you know, and they're learning from that. Defensively, you know, I thought Leroy Butler made an excellent point about how great is it to have Mike Patton down on the field, and that's making a difference with this defense and the substitutions and to look guys in the eyes before the next series and all those things. And when Matt LaFleur screwed up with that stupid pass interference challenge
yep.
with Jair, that's when he needs Mike Patton at his side. That's when he needs Mike Patton at his side for those game management things. I believe Patton when he said, yeah, you know, our Lambeau Field, hell, it takes so long to get from the press box all the way down to the south end
it
of
does,
the end zone
yeah.
into our locker room, you know, that we miss a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I believe that. It's true. It's hard for me to get down there. But I also got to think that underneath there, it helps LaFleur get through these first six or seven games with a guy that's been a head coach for 2 years.
And guys, isn't that interesting, too, when you look around the league? Everybody immediately thinks if you have a former head coach on your roster or on your coaching staff that, well, this guy's going to try to take the job. Everybody's going to be looking over the shoulder. He's going to be worried that this guy's going to take the gig. It feels much more like Mike Patton is there for a service instead of just being the defensive coordinator. Maybe I'm reading too much into it just one weekend.
So great job from the Packers defense, the secondary covering those guys. You know, one question is, where the hell was Anthony Miller? That's the number two.
Yeah, I was looking because he was in my flex position, Mike. I had nothing from him on my fantasy team.
Now, he had an ankle during camp, but he was full participation the last 10 days. It's supposed to be him and Allen Robinson. And Tariq Cohen's got the most targeted targets with 8 catches in the game. Anthony Miller only played 16 snaps in the game and doesn't know why. Doesn't know why.
Wild.
So you got that internal crap going on with the Bears, which I just love.
It's beautiful, Mike. Any kind of conflict we can get with that team down south,
yeah.
we love
we'll
it.
We love that. Just take that little hand grenade and slip it into the locker room there. the other one is this. That defense, you know, the secondary, they're faster. They're faster, and they're covering those guys. And Jair Alexander, God bless them, you know. And you got Savage back there with a couple of deflected passes, and that helps those guys up front on the Packers defense. Preston and Za'Darius Smith. I got the sense too, as I went over the tape over the weekend. You know, one time early in the game, they had Blake Martinez and Raven Green playing inside linebacker, and they step right up in the A gap like they're going to blitz, and then just before the snap, they drop back, right? And that's when Mitch Trubisky, who likes to run with the football a lot,
mm-hmm.
Like he's still in college, runs right up the middle and he gets the first down. Well, we're not, you know, so Patton's not going to do that anymore, you know. And that's where Tremont says, we want him to play quarterback. We want the Smiths to pressure, to put their hands up, deflect passes like he did on the second or third play of the game, Preston did. We want to put pressure on him, but we want him to throw because if you can get Mitch Trubisky back there for 3 or 4 seconds trying to decide what to do with the football and then throw the football, good things are going to happen because he's not accurate and he doesn't know what to do with the football. He was better last year in December in Soldier Field when Nagy pretty much told him, decide who you're going to throw
yep.
to, make it short, and that's how he moved the ball down the field. Here's the other one, field position, man. Let's not forget Sean Menenga and special teams. Because when the Bears start out at the start of the game, first and 36, they march down the field and they get a 38-yard field goal. After that, here's where the Bears started out. First and 10 at the Chicago 4. First and 10 at the 25 after the Packers touchdown and a nice touchback by Mason Crosby. First and 10 from the 11 after a 63-yard punt from J.K. Scott. First and 10 from their own 15. First and 10 from their own 25. Starting the second half, first and 10 from their own 10 after a nice placed 37-yard punt from J.K. Scott, which is something Ron Zook never seemed to understand the concept of. You know, have the kid angle this thing, corner it, coffin corner, but, you know, get it within the goal line and the 10. First and 10 from the 23, and then when they go first and 10 from the 13, they march all the way down the field, and it ends up in an interception from Adrian Amos. Got to give it up to the special teams. He had crappy field position all night.
Mike, can't wait to preview Packers and Vikings. Move on to week two with you Thursday. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks
a lot,
Mike.
I want to rock with you.
He's our radio friend.
Right,
he's Mike Clemens on The Fan. Appreciate it, Mike. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.